I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on May 6th, 2020. Mozilla launched version 76 of Firefox yesterday. The new desktop release brings improvements to the browser's Lockwise password manager, which now provides more information when visiting a previously breached website and offers better advice about when a user needs to change their passwords as a consequence, as well as incremental improvements to its picture-in-picture video playback functionality. The new version also supports audio worklets, which allow for more complex audio handling and permit applications like Zoom to run directly in the browser without installing additional software. The latest initiative from the Linux Foundation aims to develop a common global trust framework. The newly announced Trust over IP Foundation is bringing together over 20 governments, nonprofits, and business organizations to help develop and define new standards for credentialing and securely exchanging identity data over the internet. Founding members of the initiative include MasterCard, IBM, and Accenture, and further details will be announced during the Foundation's two online launch events tomorrow. Microsoft is looking to stress test its Azure Sphere IoT infrastructure. The company has announced a 3-month security research challenge for Azure Sphere, which includes its Linux-based IoT operating system. Anybody wanting to take part will have to apply in advance, but the company is hoping that this won't discourage participants, who could be in line for bounties of up to $100,000 for discovering serious vulnerabilities in the platform. The results of the 2019 Python Developers Survey are in. Over 24,000 users from around the world responded to the latest annual survey run by the Python Software Foundation and JetBrains. While Python is still proving popular for web development, many are now using it for data analysis tasks and running their workloads in containerized environments. Linux remains their platform of choice, with 2/3 of Python developers using it in some capacity or another. The latest release from the Tails project includes more than just the usual Tor browser update. As well as trying to help new users discover more of its functionality by changing some of the applications highlighted in its favorites menu, the privacy-focused live distribution now includes support for universal second-factor authentication USB security keys. Nominations are now open for the latest round of elections at Fedora. The project fills some elected posts alongside every release of the distribution, and potential candidates now have just under 2 weeks to put themselves forward for one of the positions that will help steer the project going forwards. And that's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/153.